Lili Nishmas, Abba Murray Zichrono Livracha. Rav Siman Tafayin Hei, Seif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch here discusses cases that don't happen too often in real life, but they're in the Gemara and they're fascinating halachic discussions. What if a person doesn't have any maror? I'm sorry, what if a person only has maror at the Seder? No other vegetables, only maror. So how do you work out karpas and maror? So the Shulchan Aruch says that at the Tibul Rishon, the Shulchan Aruch says, when you dip for the karpas, you would say the bracha of Berei Pri Adama, because you're eating a maror, and you would say the bracha of Al Achilas Maror. Then, when it's time to eat the maror after the matzah, later at the Seder, and you dip the maror later, you just eat it without you dip in the charoses. You don't see any brachas at all, because you already said the brachas earlier. Now, why do you say the bracha of Al Achilas Maror with the first dipping? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gemara that it doesn't make sense that your male kreso, that you eat a lot of maror and then only later say the Berchas HaMitzvah. So therefore you say the Berchas HaMitzvah earlier when you eat it as karpas, and then later by the real maror you don't say a bracha at all. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not a bracha l'batala. It's not a bracha l'batala. Why not? Because the bracha you're saying now also goes on the maror you're eating after the matzah, and the haggadah is not considered a hefsek. It's all part of the mitzvah, and you shouldn't be talking other things during at the seder. So this is, again, this doesn't happen in real life too often, but this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, now when you eat the matzah after the maror, you should eat a kazayis, because that, according to many, is the mitzvah of maror, which is the appropriate spot, is eating the maror after the matzah at the seder. Well, now, according to this approach, at the first maror, you don't have to eat a kazayis, because your intention there is eating the maror l'shem karpas. That's approach number one. The Mishnah Berurah quotes many poskim, many rishonim have a different view than what the Shulchan Aruch says, and many poskim say to follow the other view, which is that by the first maror, have in mind the mitzvah of maror, since you're saying the bracha then, and you have to have a kazayis at the first time you're having maror, which is part of your karpas, have a kazayis of the maror then, and the second maror, which you're eating without a bracha, so that's, in a sense, your karpas, and that you don't have to have a kazayis, and you don't have to dip in the charoses. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that other view. It sounds like he leans to the other view, but again, halacha l'maisa, this exact case that doesn't happen in real life too often. Next, Sif Gimel. Bala matzah yatza, imbar ma'alo yatza. What if you swallow the matzah without chewing it? You're yotze, but not by the maror, because you have to have the taste of maror as part of the mitzvah. Therefore, you have to chew the maror when you to be yotze the mitzvah. Now, what if you wrap the matzah in some sort of other container and then swallow it? Then you're not yotze the matzah either, because the mitzvah of eating means that your throat and feels the maror and tastes the maror going down. And if the maror is wrapped in something, or wrapped in a piece of paper, so then that's not considered a ma'isa achila at all, and you're not yotze at all. L'fish ein derech achila b'kach. Next, Sif Dalet. Achal matzah below kavana, kigon shansu nachim olistim, yatzei yidei chavasa. If you ate matzah without the kavana for the sake of the mitzvah, you're supposed to have kavana l'shem mitzvah when you do a mitzvah. But what if you didn't? You ate the matzah because you were forced to by the goyim. They forced you to eat the matzah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you're yotzei the mitzvah even though you didn't have in mind to be yotze. As long as you know that tonight is Pesach and there's a mitzvah of matzah, there's a mitzvah svichos kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that when it comes to a mitzvah of eating, even though you don't have the intention for the mitzvah, that's like you have kavana for the mitzvah. The hana that you have of the eating links the mitzvah back to you, links the action back to you, and therefore you yotze the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, some of them say no, that you're not yotze, that since we paskin by mitzvos derais and mitzvos trichos kavana, you wouldn't be yotze in this case if you were forced to eat the matzah by Nachman. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch continues that if you don't know that it's Pesach and you eat the matzah, then for sure you're not yotze, because that's not called a ma'aseh mitzvah at all, because you don't even realize that it's Pesach. That's not called a ma'aseh mitzvah.